Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Any takeaway from, let's start with Bobby Babbage, anything that he said that you took away that was notable?
Okay, so I have a couple notes here from what Bobby Babbage said, and the three things that stood out the most to me were his pretty adamant praise for Taylor Rapp. Did you catch that? It was actually a question from me. I asked about the safety position and how he evaluated it, and he was like, he dug in.
Not only did I catch it, but it's validation for me because I kept telling everybody before the draft they weren't going to draft a safety because they love Taylor Rapp. How many times did I get told, oh my God, Malachi Starks. Look, you could love Malachi Starks. You could make an argument that Malachi Starks could walk onto the Bills. It's not just about Cole Bishop. I heard from a lot of fans who said they just don't think Taylor Rapp is the right guy. But look, whether we agree or a fan agrees, it's been known, it's been seen, and now he confirmed it. They love Taylor Rapp.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I'll say there is that he doesn't have to say it like that. He could say we were happy with the play of the safeties. We think they made improvements. We're excited about the future. But he like really dug his heels in specifically on Taylor Rapp. So I did think that that was notable. He also said that, listen, I thought DeMar Hamlin had his best season as a pro. Mm-hmm. And even though it wasn't quite up to the standard that we're used to the last several years, I mean, we're comparing him to two guys who are now great Bills in Poyer and Hyde. I think that him being around for another year is probably a luxury they didn't plan on having. I'm assuming the Bills thought his market would be greater and he would have gotten a job elsewhere. For him to be around, like, I'm reading this as it's Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop, and it's Cole Bishop's job to lose. Unless I'm reading it wrong, the way they're talking about Cole Bishop and the work that he's put in and the strides that he's making, which was something Bobby Babbage said today, it feels like we're trending in the Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop direction.
Totally. And I think that's the way it's been for a long time. And I agree with you. One of the things that he said that I thought stood out was about Cole Bishop. He said, it's the comfortability of what we're doing. You see him take more control. He didn't even play in training camp last year. Those were valuable reps. And I think that's saying a lot about Cole Bishop to further your point about Rapp and Bishop.
Okay. Now this one was a little bit, this is more on the back burner, but did you notice how he talked about Hancock and how he said, quote, they have a very detailed plan for him?
It wasn't just detailed plan. Let me read this. I thought this was hilarious, actually, the way he said it.
We're talking about a day three defensive back draft pick. And this is how they're talking about him.
A well thought out, articulate, time sensitive plan for him. And this was on my question. And the reason I asked, and I understand, is Jordan Hancock is like Cam Lewis. He's coming into this league, though, now as a rookie. He's not Cam Lewis who has, you know, 8 years in the league, essentially. He can play nickel. He can play safety. The question I posed was, how do you figure out where he fits best while you're kind of trying to figure out where he fits best, right? And give him everything he needs for one position. Like, is it, do you train him one spot and then give him the other? Do you put him both places? So he basically said, like, you know, we have this plan and we're going to figure it out and we're going to go through this plan throughout offseason and training camp.
Doesn't it feel like the plan is to be Taron's primary backup? And then if they think that at some point they want to move on from Taron to save money, then all of a sudden he could be the guy to step in. Like, doesn't it feel like that's the plan from the outside looking in?
I don't know. I think it can be. I don't know if I'd agree with that. What I think is it's very possible that happens.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of this has to do with Cam Lewis. This might come down to where they feel Cam Lewis fits best as a one position guy. Because I don't see him and Cam Lewis both doing the same thing. I think it's we're going to put one at corner, nickel corner. Cam Lewis. See, the reason I push back a little bit on that, Matt, is Brandon Bean has said Cam Lewis would be a starting nickel corner on most teams in this league. And if they feel that, I don't think they're just moving him to safety full time. That means you make him the backup nickel. And Jordan Hancock is a safety.
See, you know, that makes sense. But from what I have at least read in the conversations I've had with people who watch and cover Ohio State, it seems like he's better suited to be a corner than he is to be a safety. And if that's where his skill set is, don't you just try and get younger and cheaper? Because Cam Lewis is, you know, it's not like he's a crazy expensive contract, but you're still paying him more than what a rookie is making, especially a day three rookie. So I don't know. Like, I'm really interested, but it was weird
Are you suggesting there that Cam Lewis wouldn't be on the team then?
No, I think he would because of the position versatility, and I think Hancock has that too. But if that's the case, then we would be having a different conversation potentially about guys like Jamarcus Ingram or Dane Jackson, just other members of the secondary. Like, I just don't know how many bodies they could keep, even though those guys we're talking about are versatile.
I think it's really interesting how they're going to treat it. We'll get more clarity when we go to training camp and we see more of where he's playing. But I think that comes down to me, I think their plan is going to be, we'll put Cam in one spot, Jordan Hancock in the other. We're not going to have both of them training on both spots all year. And because I think, you know, Cam doing both all year last year, even though that's versatile for him. Maybe it becomes a point where if you concentrate on one, it's a little better for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.